It's 26 minutes to 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Western Sydney has so much heritage, so much love and stories, challenges that really keep us inspired and make us realise how fortunate we are in terms of what we do and people we're able to come encounter with, Darren. This show is about trying to tell a story, and not all stories have great celebrations, but hopefully during all the stories we have, they do have a celebration faced by challenges and adversities to overcome. And I'm really delighted to have on the line Stephen Wright, the COO of Parramatta Jail and the Darubin Local Aboriginal Land Council, and Graham. So welcome to you for being here.
Good morning. Yeah, absolute pleasure.
It really is. We're so delighted. And I'm going to start, if I may, can you explain to our listeners, I've been doing some homework on the Darubin Local Aboriginal Land Council. Tell us what Darubin means and what is the Land Council trying to do, and what does it do for its people and our people?
That's yours, Graham.
I'll just say that Darubin means river, the Hawkesbury River, but it also means all the rivers also. And what it's to do with is the River of Souls, and there's bridges across those rivers. And that's how we can connect with one another and build relationship and build community. So that's what Darubin means. It means all of that. It's about our community and about building relationships between all our communities out there. And that's our core belief.
Sorry, Graham.
And also, I've got to say, is the rock and the tree, the fig tree.
That is really beautifully said. Can I just say, Graham, you used a beautiful word a moment ago, that the river has been and always will be a soul. It has a spirituality and a soul that brings people to meeting places. And as you say, the fig tree, I just say the image that you've created and put in my mind is very indelible. That is, I really connected with you when you talked about the soul of that river. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. But maybe Steve could explain more about the Land Council, what we do and stuff.
Of course. So, Jim and Darren, firstly, thanks very much for giving Graham and I an opportunity to talk to you about Darubin. And Graham's one of our long-time board members and community leaders in Darubin. I'm very fortunate to work closely with Graham on a number of projects, and particularly our Parramatta Jail project. A little bit of history. The New South Wales government in 1983, which seems a very long time ago, enacted the Aboriginal Land Rights Act, which provided for a network of local Aboriginal land councils in New South Wales. Darubin Local Aboriginal Land Council is the council for Western Sydney. It covers seven local government areas, including the Hills, Hawkesbury, Penrith, Blue Mountains, Blacktown, Cumberland and Parramatta, and is a significant land owner across a lot of those local government areas. And most particularly in Parramatta, of course, our Parramatta jail site, which is the jail itself, what we would say is behind the walls or inside the walls, and about 5 hectares of land outside the jail as well. So it was a very historic land claim made by the Darubin Local Land Council in 2012 and granted to the Land Council by order of the Land Environment Court in 2014. So Darubin being a land council and a member-based organisation, there are more than 650 adult Aboriginal people who are members of Darubin, the largest representative Aboriginal organisation in Western Sydney. And part of what Graham and I do is try and use the significant assets which Darubin has won over the years through land rights to provide benefits and assistance to all our members.
The story that starts to unravel is incredible, because if you take specifically that asset or that moment in history, I think the jail's been there from about 1796, 1798 to, it only really recently closed, from my understanding, was it 2011? somewhere around that time.
So, interestingly, that 1798 date, there have in fact been three jails, of which the one that Derriban now owns in North Parramatta was in fact the third jail. So the 1798 jail was a timber stockade down near on the Parramatta River, probably somewhere in the vicinity of the Cumberland Hospital site.
Mm-hmm.
It burned to the ground, and then a second sandstone jail was actually built initially on what is now Prince Alfred Park next to the Riverside Theatre, as we know, in Parramatta. And then in the 1830s, they began planning to build the Parramatta jail that we now see in North Parramatta. Some of that sandstone was removed from the old jail in Prince Alfred Park and moved up the road, and the rest of the stone was cut at what used to be called Jerusalem Rocks because of the sandstone that was there. Now we all know as North Rocks.
Yes.
So the North Parramatta jail was opened, the old jail was opened in 1842 and successively opened and added to until about 1898. And in fact, the last major building works there were done in 1989. And then when it closed in 2011, which doesn't seem that long ago really, Derriban had been keeping a close eye on the closure, and because the jail and the land outside is Crown land or land owned by the state of New South Wales, it was claimable under the Land Rights Act, and hence the jail is now privately owned by Derriban.
Which is a fantastic story, and I want to delve more into that because there are so many ideas and plans going forward to make that site even more community involved in terms of from a commercial point of view, but also to celebrate and to acknowledge the challenges and pain and the stories that have come from that. And, you know, you've done such an amazing job. And on behalf of Spotlight, we want to congratulate you for having the determination to continue to keep that as a public record of history. So I really congratulate you, Graham and Stephen, for moving forward on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, it is because it's so important to us to acknowledge that, even the pain that goes with it and so on, and I think we need to acknowledge that. We're going to have a little break. I can't believe we only just started, and we're going to come back and find more out about the Derriban Local Aboriginal Land Council and also Parramatta Jail and what's going to happen in the future and the great leadership that both Graham and Stephen are taking to take that forward for future generations. You're on Alive 90.5 with Jim and Daryl on Spotlight.
Alive 90.5.
It's 13 minutes to 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line Graham Davis King and a member of the Derriban Local Aboriginal Land Council and also the COO of Derriban Local Aboriginal Land Council, Stephen Wright. I want to ask you both specifically about Parramatta Jail because you're putting in an application and some of the things that you have there and want to continue to do are outstanding. Can you please tell our listeners what you can expect and what you're doing there because it really is exciting?
Graham, would you like me to take that for a moment?
Yeah.
Jim, thanks very much. Look, Derriban was very interested from the moment we all walked into that jail site, which was actually the 28th of February 2017, wondering what to do with this, you know, extraordinary piece of colonial heritage in a part of Sydney where there is also an incredibly deep pre-colonial history, which Graham can speak to in a moment. And one of the most important things for us was this is a piece of architecture and a piece of history which isn't going anywhere. It's not like there's going to be overdevelopment in that part of Parramatta, and nor does Derriban want to be part of that. And with Derriban's focus on community, we began looking at ways to both honour the long history of the site and the land, but also ensure that we can make an economic success of the site, which is always a challenge. And one of the things which occurred the day we walked in was that there was a film production crew there, and we soon realised that the site was quite popular as a film production site, both when people need, you know, jails, obviously, but also police stations and hospitals and doctors' wards and other scenes, and for a couple of reasons. Firstly, it's a very, really easy place for film crews to work, and it's got some fantastic architecture. So listeners might have seen, for example, Home and Away or a Fox series called Mr. In Between, or some, or most recently, Australian Survivor, where there's been use of the jail for film purposes, and it's a great place. So we have quite a vibrant film production business running at the jail. And that sort of introduced us to the idea, well, this really has the potential to be a fantastic community facility for a whole range of uses that Derrabin can also, you know, make a successful business for. So that started us on the journey for the development application, which was lodged with the Parramatta Council on the 30th of June this year, and that's to specifically inside the jail to change the use from correctional facility to community facility and to allow us to hold events up to about 2,000 people. So at the moment there's a limited about 500 to 600 people, which ironically is because that's sort of how many prisoners were incarcerated at the jail. When it goes up to those high numbers, there can be music events, there can be markets, there can be community events. And as well as that, we hope to grow the film business and the event business going forward, and to link the jail to our land outside the jail. And the very exciting work we're doing now on the land outside the jail is we're preparing preliminary work for a second development application to build sound stages on our land outside the jail. So that's essentially large purpose-built sheds which provide a range of facilities to allow for both film and television production and also live performance. And we hope to really make that north end of Parramatta a really vibrant, creative precinct. And we've been speaking with the film and television industry and speaking with government, and they seem interested in those ideas. And we just think, you know, that use of that land and to bring people and jobs and opportunities for Derrabin members and the wider community to keep that beautiful kind of open space that land has up there is a much better option than some of the ideas that were floating around government a few years ago for higher density residential development. So Derrabin's got no interest in those things. It's got a greater interest in, as Graham said in the introduction, working towards a community outcome that benefits Derrabin but benefits everybody. So that's kind of an overview of where we are, Jim, and Graham can give you a bit more about the connections between the Aboriginal and colonial history.
Stephen, thank you for that. It's Darren here. I'm just thinking, congratulations on the idea of a soundstage. Jim and I, of course, being on radio, we totally support that. We love sound. But the idea of stitching that in together with the assets you have there of the colonial era is wonderful. I'm wondering if we can bring in those pre-colonial assets and the world, if Graham can explore that a bit more for us and what it means to be here where the eels lie down.
Yeah, that's right. Well, at the moment, I've been artist in residence here, and so we're building up an artist program, Aboriginal artist program, which is it's developing. We've had a couple of exhibitions here pre COVID, and now we're just going to that phase. But whilst that's happening, there's a lot of opportunities building up in the arts and cultural space, and that should such as with the Powerhouse Museum, such as with Great New South Wales and the state government, and also the fact that on the site that we're on, there's even proposals for World Heritage here by the Minister, Don Harwin, who's also the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs and also Arts and also the Arts And so he's got a very deep stake in this place, you know, like on the site, like the female factory next door, like 20% of Australia's population come from there. And that's all our family, isn't it? Basically, and that's why we've got a connection with that history from our own the Aboriginal community in Western Sydney.
Graham, can I, on behalf of Spotlight and 90.5, to both you and Stephen, and to the board of the Derebin Local Aboriginal Land Council, congratulate you, thank you for your commitment to your dogged beliefs in terms of making sure this never is dismantled and that it is celebrated in a way that reminds us of whose land we're on and where we're at. We've run out of time, but we would love you to come back and talk more about this, because for Darren and myself, we find this to be an absolute wonderful jewel where stories will be told and continue to be a legacy of all of those before us and those going forward. We're absolutely delighted you've joined us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Jim and Darren. Really lovely opportunity. Thank you for thinking of us, and we'd love to talk whenever you would like to talk to us.
We sure will be doing that.
And hopefully after lockdown, you can join us in the studio.
Happy days.
Yes, indeed.
Wonderful.
Have a great morning.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Alive 90.5.